You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the No Big Deal Baldcast this time. Coming to you with a new special. We'll get to that a little bit later. I am Ken.
Hello, I am
Vaughn. Justin, at Wireless Freak on Twitter.
David, at Bear the Terror.
I am Brandon, at the Cougar Bait.
The Guardian of Masculinity. At the Real Calm. Alright guys, today's topic is going to be movies, our top lists. We discussed this a little bit earlier this week, and we all couldn't come to an agreement upon which movies are our top movies. So, let's go ahead and get it started off with Bear the Terror.
Okay, thanks Ken. Now, I'm not sure how we're going to go at this, but I think we should do it at categories, because none of us are going to agree, obviously. We try to do this in the week. We try to take it as a vote, as a group, to put it on a whiteboard. Just didn't happen. So I'm going to start with action.
Wait, time out. Just to set it, quick question. Is this our all-time personal favorite movies?
Personal.
Or what we think are the best movies in the genre?
They have to be personally, personal. But we're putting our opinions on you, so you need to watch these.
But
okay.
Right, I mean, that's the idea. I'm saying my list, my top three for this category are must-watch movies. They're my personal favorites.
And all your number ones can't be My Little Pony's Friendship is Magic.
Okay.
Well, that was Knight's favorite. He's not here this time, okay. So there won't be any of those.
Brony in the house.
No bronies.
No bronies.
But I like where you're going.
Okay. And we're also missing General George.
That's true.
Whose favorite movie is...
Something lame.
Actually,
my Big Fat Greek wedding.
Or Traveling
Sister of the Yaya Sister.
Boom.
He
said he wanted to nominate any of those.
Mamma Mia. Something like that.
Understandable.
Mystic Pizza.
I'm going to hit you in the gut to start it out. Right. Action. I'm just coming in hot and fast. And John Wick is number one.
Oh, God.
Oh, please.
Keanu Reeves, realistic action.
Utah 2. Give me 2.
Wrong movie. John Wick. Dog killed. Shoot happens. Dead bad guys.
Keanu Reeves cannot be number one in any category. He's
a
horrible actor.
I agree with that. Except for maybe Bill and Ted's.
Okay, deal.
But every movie sounds like Bill and Ted's.
He's only good when he plays himself.
Okay, are you kidding me? Seven Samurais or whatever?
Yeah, so what you guys are saying is, other than the movie where Keanu Reeves is the best in it, he can't be a number one.
Exactly.
So he is a number one in a thing that you're saying he is a number one, but he can't be a number
only
one.
Only Bill and Ted. Everything after.
By the way, super confusing.
Okay. Everything in this century, Keanu Reeves sucks.
Hello?
Okay, what about last century?
Sucks.
Falco.
Sucks.
Wait till we get there.
He's not
Wait
Falco.
Wait till we get there.
Okay, this is just the first one.
Oh, he is.
All right, okay, so go through your top three.
Am I going through my top three?
Yeah, your top three.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you
number two, Skyfall. Action.
Okay. I agree. The James Bond.
Is that the best James Bond movie, though?
We'll go. I got something.
No, but, you know, you can't deny the success of it, and it was an awesome, fantastic movie from beginning to end.
It was.
But you're saying that is the best James Bond movie, then?
It's one of
No, because not all James Bonds have to fall under action.
That one,
some Bonds
that one
can be drama
or romantic comedies.
Exactly.
They're
not. Well, womanizers.
Technically, they are. I think he's into a gal, and she's into him.
And, I mean, it had Adele on it. Skyfall.
There is some comedy.
So it gets a thumbs down because of that.
Okay, but Taylor Swift sings it. It's like the best James Bond that ever happens?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Keep going.
Number three, because we only got three each, Gladiator.
All right. I'll go with that one. That's not bad.
All right, who's next?
All right, I'll go. We'll go in order. Number one, Ronin. Amazing movie.
The one starring Keanu Reeves.
47 Ronin.
No, yeah, that's 47 Ronin.
Yeah, the better one.
Ronin, yes.
The better one. 47
De Niro.
De Niro.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's a great movie.
You can't go wrong with De Niro.
Number two, I know I'll get a vote on this. Top Gun.
Thank you.
Oh, please.
High five.
If you like movies for dudes banging each other, then you like Top Gun.
Bang each other.
Just playing with the boys. Don't just Kenny Loggins.
For the boys.
And then my third, I'm going to be the only one here. Into the Dragon. That is a great movie.
Okay, we'll give you that.
With the painted on scratches on their chest.
That's not painted. Those were straight ripped.
Yeah.
That was ketchup.
For its time. He invented a complete set of martial arts by himself. So you got to give the guy props.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'll go.
Those are your people.
Okay, action. Number one, Top Gun.
Okay, oh, number one by far, please.
Hey, it's Raining Men.
No.
Hallelujah.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Okay.
Don't play by the next.
Is that what the women tell you?
Oh, I'm married. They always say that. Number two. Number two, Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Okay. I like Die Hard.
Come on, Hans. The thing I got with Die Hard is there's so many of them and they've fallen off so dramatically.
The first three.
That, yeah, they kind of start going negative.
I feel like they racially stereotyped Germans in that movie.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that movie, when we stereotype Germans, it's wrong.
Okay.
Next to Schiller's List.
Hey, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Number three, GoldenEye.
Nice. You want to... But James Bond again.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that, what's his face? Pierce Brosnan.
He was badass.
He be in the best movie?
He was.
Yeah.
Was really
have you
good
seen
enough.
November Man?
Yeah, that was pretty
that's
good.
That's a pretty good movie, all too. Right.
You guys hit on Keanu and let Pierce pass?
Hey, I'm curious.
Hey, German-wise, that's fubar.
Isn't that a German word?
Fubar? Whoa, fucked up beyond all recognition.
Yeah, but
it's kind of like FUBU.
Oh. No.
That's for us bias.
Exactly, an acronym.
Thanks. Anyway, going on.
All right, my top list. I was reaching out there a little bit. I got Boondock Saints.
Ooh, oh, good one. That could be a cold
I
classic.
I don't know, yeah.
It could be a cold classic. All right.
But give me a second.
Okay.
I also put Kill Bill in there, just for the simple fact.
Another one that borders on cold
classic.
I think you got your category split.
No, I don't think so. That's a lot of
extra. There's so much bleed over.
That's fine.
And then
yeah.
I'm going... with one that many people might not know, The Professional.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was The Professional.
Yeah.
I was this close.
She was like 12 or something.
I love that movie to this day. Still watch it when it's on TV.
One of the hottest Jews, by the way, as well, as Natalie Portman.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, he's Jewish. You could say it.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Racist.
What? How's it racist? I give a compliment.
That's what I said. It's not.
The chosen people.
Yeah.
That's why it's not.
Vaughn, Justin, put your guns down. Don't shoot him.
Yeah.
Put away the armbands, gentlemen.
All right, moving on to the man without a list, but he's got it all in the memory trap.
Well, it's incorrect. I do have a list, but I don't need to write it down.
Oh,
they're all
there it is. You're a professional. Where am I? Yeah.
The professional is not on the list. The first one is going to be, much like David said, John Wick.
Oh, God.
What you guys haven't seen is the pure action. It's 80 minutes, and it's 74 minutes of action. 3 minutes of sadness, just to build up the plot.
And 1 minute of retard.
And just 2 minutes of... that's it.
I'm going to go out and say I have not seen this movie. I promise to watch this movie.
It's a good
movie. But it better be amazing.
It's a good movie. But
no, it is.
It better be.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's not making
it's
my
a good
top.
Movie. Okay. It's an entertaining movie.
You know, the fans out there, I think, should write in as well and agree or disagree on all of these topics.
They should.
Yeah, you can reach us at the NBD Show on Twitter and let us know your favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. And the website, when we post it up, they can leave comments.
That's true.
We haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
We need to get some IT people to help us.
For sure.
The second movie is actually Uncharted 2, the video game.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not a movie.
No, it is. It's a cinematic masterpiece.
Okay.
Kind of
like Lord of the Rings.
If you haven't played through it yet, the story that I played was amazing.
So, you're nominating a video game as your best movie?
Have you played it?
I have not. So, I'm wondering, do I need to get down on this?
Yeah, immediately.
What is it?
Uncharted 2.
On the Xbox One?
Starring Nathan Drake.
On the Xbox One?
I think he goes by Sullivan Sully.
All right, I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah,
give it a whirl.
Stanley.
That's number two. The third one, this might throw you guys for a loop, but Midnight in Paris. Has anyone seen it?
Never.
With John Travolta, right?
No, incorrect. With Owen Wilson?
Nope.
I've
never seen it. Okay.
Owen Wilson was great.
Well, we'll just leave it there then.
Isn't he the dude with the broken nose?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was really good in
Zoolander.
Yeah.
Hey, we can't talk about other categories until we get there.
Going on. Next category.
That's it.
Okay, all right,
here comes mine, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. Indiana Jones.
You cannot put Indiana Jones in an action.
Why not?
What are you kidding me?
You put one. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He has a satchel. That automatically makes you go in for an action movie. At least it's Harrison Ford. It way beats Keanu Reeves.
I like that.
That's a solid pick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Number two, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Okay. All right. I know that one. That's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It was not quite Enter the Dragon, but it's right there.
This is the one I'm getting a lot of shit on, The Matrix.
Okay.
No,
wrong category.
Yep.
But I'm gonna give it to
Keanu Reeves.
You said Keanu Reeves are hypocrites.
You guys are straight hypocrites.
Keanu Reeves is only good in movies he plays himself. And in The Matrix, he's playing himself.
Have you seen John Wick?
Matrix from
I have not yet. So does he just play himself?
He plays himself as a savage murderer.
See, Keanu Reeves is like... Keanu Reeves and Paul Walker are one and the same. They both can just play themselves. Varsity Blues, amazing. Fast and the Furious, horrible.
Okay, I'm gonna give that one to Justin. I mean, I love The Matrix. There's some classic lines.
Yep.
There's some things that you can really connect to in real life, and the writing from the directors is
fantastic. Explain the plot. Explain
the Matrix.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's reality.
You're living in a world that doesn't exist. Your subconscious is in this digital world, and your body is just a battery that's used to energize the computers that run this virtual
world.
That
was a lot better than I was expecting. So yeah. I'll give you that
one. That's what Justin did. I didn't give it to you. It'd have been a lot of kick-ass and punching and
guns. Kick-ass isn't a bad movie.
That's a huge philosophical idea, actually, too, as well. There are people out there that believe that.
Yeah, they're also drink Kool-Aid.
It's our subconscious just seeming together what our senses see and feel. We might not really... What's in front of us might not be real.
Sorry, guys. Schwartz hit the hippie lettuce before we started this podcast. So he's a little out there.
That's untrue.
All right, so this time we'll start with him, but we'll go back the other direction.
All right.
I love it. Animation. Feature films. Or feature, what do we call them? Feature animation.
Yeah.
Number one, Toy Story.
That is a good one. I almost had that one on my list.
Yeah. Toy Story's got to make me
Was it hard
game
to cut and paste your number one from the internet?
I might not be as old as some in the room, so Toy Story is like right up my alley.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go.
You weren't even breathing oxygen when that movie came out.
Okay, that's fine. Well, number two for sure. I was born. And it's a little bit more my generation. The Incredibles.
That's a good one.
The Incredibles was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay.
And number three,
it's not great.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh yes,
yeah.
I mean, there's something. It's almost like how they play Christmas Story every year. They play The Nightmare Before Christmas at Halloween time.
It's classic.
They have it. It's the best.
It's all time great. And you know when he walks through the door and there's just everything about it.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's best film.
Yes, I agree with that.
Didn't he do Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna sit that over the Nightmare Before Christmas.
I love Scissorhands. I do too.
Movement. He did Batman Begins.
Okay.
He did.
Okay. Please.
That movie sucked. All right, Justin, let's hear it.
Okay, number one, South Park.
I didn't even think about that. Good call.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cocksucking, ass-licking Uncle Fucker.
Also has the record for the most F words used in a movie.
It does. So,
that's not bad.
Well, when you have a song with Uncle Fucker, you're gonna destroy any record that previously existed.
And that just kicks it off.
Sidebar. In a high school project, I had to draw a cartoon. And the cartoon characters that I used were Terrence and Phillip. And it was for AP US History.
So you committed copyright infringement.
It was a bummer.
It was a report on Canadians.
All their heads flip over.
It was like something to do with cotton and some shit. And I was talking about Terrence and Phillip.
Nice. All right, number two, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nice. Good. Right. Strong word.
That's fine.
And the one I threw in for number three, which is a personal favorite, is the Disney animated Robin Hood, where the animals are the Robin Hood characters.
Yeah.
Like
I really like that one. So
you gotta do a classic.
My wife wanted me to give an honorable mention.
Okay.
Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, that was a good movie.
That's scary.
But that one and Five Will Goes West, both of those.
Yes,
they
that
hit
was
home.
On her list too.
They hit
the Brave Little Toaster scared me.
That was her. I didn't like the movie.
Yeah. I didn't like the magnetic when they're at the junkyard and it picks up the thing. It's got the angry face.
Are you also afraid of your shadow?
Sometimes.
Jesus Christ. I'm
afraid of some shadows.
All right, Bob, let's hear it.
Nice work.
The list should just start and end right at Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh! Okay.
For you guys to dismiss that
one. Haven't seen it yet.
It's decent.
Immediately watch it. I wanted to go out there, but number two, I think, is the Lego Movie.
No!
It's amazing.
That was higher on my list.
It's an amazing movie.
No. If you like Putin...
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's
not everything is awesome. Life sucks sometimes, kids, and you gotta learn that.
Well, no, but that's
fine. Yeah. That's a movie you just
walk out. Third. Yes, thank you. That and The Lorax. Walk out.
I was going to go out there, but I think, you know what, I'm going to go with the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
The fuck is that?
George Clooney one?
Fox? George Clooney, what?
Yeah, nope, Fox. You're on your own on that one.
Yeah, I'm lost. Like a fox.
All right, Mr. Limpet, then. That's what I picked.
Okay.
I'll pick
that. Is that the one where he turns into a fish?
You can pick the fox.
If anybody has seen...
That one's pretty good.
The Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah.
Please give us a synopsis of that movie so I know whether or not I need to see it.
Yeah, because I've never even heard of it.
Because it's not really...
George Clooney's in it?
Is it straight up animated? What are we doing? Can it be like puppets or...
Yeah.
It's not drawn.
Team America would fall in there.
Okay.
Nightmare Before Christmas, technically there's modeling claymation.
Yeah.
Right?
Claymation counts?
Yeah.
I changed my vote to Wallace and Gromit, the whole trilogy then.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. There we
that
go.
Is a good one. Right. That is good. This category made me take a little trip down memory lane with all my early movies.
Little tear?
Yep.
Okay. Again, we're only going back 10 years ago, folks.
Oh, some of these people.
Okay. Oh, please.
Shook, it would have been like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
It was last semester.
Number one's going to be Lion King for me.
Oh, decent.
Okay.
Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King.
If you like Elton John, you like Lion King.
Oh, jeez. Okay. And number two is going to be Iron Giant.
I love Iron Giant. That's a good one. Oh, fantastic Iron Giant. Almost made it on my list.
Iron Giant is solid. And then Toy Story. I had to go with you on that one. Toy Story.
Again, another person that wasn't alive when that movie came out.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's classic.
And you guys, both of you are referencing Toy Story 1, right?
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure. Yeah.
Now, they're all decent. I'm going to give them that they're all decent. But
they're all
one,
great.
One's the best.
Here's what I'm going with, ladies. Number one, this is for animation, right?
Yep.
Number one, I'm not gay. I'm not 6 years old is number two. And three, I'm a grown-ass fucking man. I watch animated shit.
Oh, wait. Reality check. He does watch animated films. It's Japanese, Asian, animated porn.
Wait, you watch...
Where else could you find a monster fucking a hot chick with a shiny giant rod?
Bing.
So you watch Akira.
Akira?
Honorable mention, heavy metal.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, heavy metal. They probably never
Ghost
seen
the
it.
Shell. I've seen heavy metal.
What? Yeah. What were yeah. You've never tripped on any drugs, so why would you watch heavy metal?
Because I watch anime. I'm Asian, dude. Come on.
Okay.
There's boobs in it.
You're about as Asian as I am black.
No, but I'm still Asian.
Maybe
I'm a quarter Korean, and so genetically, I just like anime. Sorry.
Is
Ghost
what,
in the Shell.
What does it like? So how does that work? You genetically like anime. Let's follow that statement. I was thinking about that just
now. Why are you deflecting?
I'm not deflecting.
You are. You're upset because that's a category.
Like Cowboy Bebop. That's a great movie.
What the fuck's Cowboy Bebop?
I'll bring it in for you. It's good. I'll let you borrow it.
Okay. All right. You're done.
All right. Cougar Bates top three animated films. Finding Nemo.
Good okay.
One. That's
yeah.
A classic.
Yeah.
And now I can't wait for the second one.
What happens if Dory... ruins it for
or is it
Nemo.
Dory.
I think it's Dory.
Dory.
What if she ruins it for your number one?
She's not. You can't ruin that amazing franchise.
Just saying,
okay.
She's yeah. Lost.
I just want to make sure because people do say sometimes sequels ruin the whole thing.
No,
whole
it'll
run.
Be fine.
Okay.
It's still amazing. Number two, Despicable Me. I love the Minions too.
Never seen it.
What?
Kay.
Have you seen the Minions?
No.
Oh, those are
great. In
fact,
you wanted to watch Despicable Me before the Minions. Is that important?
No, yes, you should watch Despicable Me before you watch the Minions.
Those little guys look like yellow thumbs.
Kevin!
Yep. They look retarded.
Yeah.
They're the guys that got in trouble. The McDonald's toy one made it sound like he was saying bad words
yeah.
To kids.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's
yeah.
That makes it even better. And number three, no one's going to have on their list, but I think it's an amazing movie, Animatrix.
I haven't seen it.
No,
that's
it's
it.
The animated Matrix.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
He's not in
Keanu Reeves.
Is
not in Animatrix.
Oh, please.
It's his story, but that's fine.
No,
next.
It's not
go
it.
To the next one. Hypocrites.
Comedy.
Am I kicking it back off?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Bear the tear here. Comedy. Number one. Little, could be cool classic.
I thought you were going to say Little Giants.
Oh, no. Animal House.
Animal House.
Dog.
No.
No, classic. And you got to give a shout out to Belushi, you know. Life a little cut too short. Number two. I'm going with another,
yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's
by choice. You did it by choice.
Thank you.
Number two.
You say Tommy Boy and then Chris Farley?
Number
Tommy
two.
Tommy Boy is awesome.
Yeah. Number two is in the same category realm. Same SNL pairing.
Blues Brothers.
Oh,
yeah. Blues Brothers is on the list.
One fried chicken.
And wood!
Good one. Good
yeah.
One.
You know, I got the little music, the hippie lettuce. Blues Brothers by far. Then number three, Mel Brooks, fellow Jew, shout out Blazing Saddles.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I'm the Waco kid.
Well, hey, just seriously watch it within the next week, and you won't laugh that much.
Was it Blues Brothers or Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, are you kidding me? He wears a Ku Klux Klan uniform.
It's not that funny.
You know what's so funny is that all those jokes you can never say today. You would offend so many people. There's no way they'd let you do it.
It's like, okay, so my wife and Vaughn, same school, same time frame.
Yeah.
My wife thought it was repulsive.
What? That's a hilarious movie.
It's not that funny.
It's hilarious. But we've already established the premise. Sorry, guys, you missed this part. But Vaughn doesn't like anything classic. He only likes new stuff.
Well, it's better.
No. No.
That's why you like underage women?
Edit that out. Maybe I'm not on that train, but I don't understand what that.
I didn't get that.
Because he doesn't like older things.
Oh. So he went straight there.
Of course. Who else?
Sorry.
All right. Ticket book to Thailand.
You guys, this is my last podcast. The authorities are on their way. So
okay, you're on that note.
It was apparently good knowing
the
you
rest,
guys.
The next podcast will cost us $20 in freaking prison. Yeah, like
this is a collect call from the California Correctional Facility.
Sorry.
All right.
Just not that great. Watch it again. In all honesty, watch it. It's not that funny.
It's still. I disagree.
Okay.
I politely disagree.
It's okay.
All right, Cougar Bates' top three comedy films. Number one, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
it was a great time of my life. We only had that movie, and I had to watch it 15 times in one day, probably. It's amazing.
Did you live near a White Castle?
No. No, but when I moved back to the Midwest, I had to try an official White Castle.
And were you disappointed?
Gravely.
Yeah.
It is the most overrated hamburger I've ever had, but it doesn't affect the movie.
Second that.
Fair enough.
All right, second. Vaughn's not going to like, but it is still a classic. Airplane.
Airplane.
I think it's hilarious.
Fantastic.
Great slapstick comedy, and it paved the way for other ones.
Cool.
You speak
Jive?
He's got a murder ring.
And my number three, Dumb and Dumber, the original.
Oh,
I love that one.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I love that movie.
Classic.
That was a classic.
Samsonite. I was way off.
All right, ladies.
Bring it home, Gum.
So for comedy, I got number one. Super Troopers.
Yes.
Classic. Number two.
I knew that was on your list.
Of course. Number two. Caddyshack.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Caddyshack. Fantastic.
Number three.
Wait, Jitterbug.
That's not Caddyshack.
That's not in Caddyshack.
Zoolander.
Yes. Caddyshack with Bill Murray. I'm going to get to him.
Yeah, with the gophers.
Yeah.
Move on.
Wait, hold on. Are you sure you're talking about
Caddyshack?
It sounds like you're talking about Zoolander.
Now he goes, you can wax my boat. You want a Fresca?
What is a Jitterbug, bro? That's where you throw everybody
out. That's a Caddyshack.
Why are you guys going to shit on everything?
You sang a song that wasn't in Caddyshack.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Jitterbug.
And number three, Hangover.
Skittles in there.
Hangover was good.
I'm going to say no, but okay.
Hangover is good. Two and three were just
No. That was just Hollywood trying to get
one. They should have stopped at one.
Number one was classic. If they would have stopped at one, it could go down as probably the greatest.
Of
but
course.
Hollywood
definitely.
It up.
Never. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's your turn.
All right. I'm going to start off with Office Space.
Oh,
that's just a great movie.
Just
a moment.
Huh? You have my stapler? I mean, come on, that's the best. Milton is the best.
It's got the swing line with the red staples, and then there's the squirrels in the tree, and they have a family.
Corporate accounting speaking, just a moment.
Why don't we ever see you wearing your flair?
That's true.
We should wear flair at work.
No!
Are we going to get a flair day?
Just saying.
Flair day.
Oh, maybe we will.
Right. Rick Flair?
Woo! To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Number two, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's
a good
one.
Number three, Step Brothers. I just think that's the funniest one.
Did
we just become best friends?
I've never seen it.
What?
That's a good one. It's one of his better ones.
I'll work them out for you to take.
Okay. Good.
I would say every movie Will Ferrell does is good, but that's on top, towards the top.
Oh, for sure. Yes. I've just never seen it.
Boats and Hoes, dude.
Boats and Hoes.
Sorry.
If you saw it, you would get that.
Okay.
Very funny.
All right, Mom, what's your favorite comedies?
Right off the bat, Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gom hates that movie.
That movie sucks.
It's
are you kidding me?
It's so funny.
Are you kidding me?
Gom, why do you hate that movie?
Explain it.
Bunch of goddamn hippie stoners.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
You know James Franco's like one of the smartest guys on the planet?
Yeah.
That guy's an asshole.
No.
No.
Well, he's an intelligent individual, but the smartest guys on the planet.
If you have a, if you have a legitimate PhD, you're one of the smartest guys on the planet.
He got a D in one of his classes.
No, that's bad.
I understand his PhD was making the smartest
guys. How many people have a PhD?
My cousin.
How many people?
How smart is your cousin?
She's pretty smart, but not the smartest in the world.
She's up there.
That's
in the
a great
percentile.
Correlation. Thank you.
Bill Cosby has an honorary PhD.
That's
big
an honorary
deal.
Honorary is totally different.
He's
dude.
Still Dr. Cosby. So wait, you don't like American Express, but you like Harold and Kumar? I didn't get any flack for my Harold and Kumar.
Yeah,
that's
no,
another stoner movie.
That's got hamburgers and Neil Patrick Harris.
All right, MPH.
Oh, so you don't have a problem with Neil Patrick Harris?
Why, do you have a problem with Neil Patrick Harris?
I don't.
I'm a tolerant person.
But this guy I know.
MPH is a classic.
He is.
Okay. Anywhere. Yep.
Well, we're not going to get into the Orlando incident that's happening, but we talked about this off air, and there's a couple questionable
okay,
things.
Okay, move on.
Yeah, we can especially when we're doing a comedy segment.
Oh,
yeah. Ha ha. Real funny.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Number two, Vaughn.
Are you guys sure?
Yes.
I can just quit now.
No.
I can leave all the good ones and not have them on air.
Oh,
you guys
are
good
no.
With that.
Don't cheat our audience.
Hot Fuzz, number
oh,
two. That's
go.
A 1B, actually. That's a 1B.
Pub?
It's a 1B. No, that's the other movie, but that's fine.
That's Hot Fuzz.
Right.
Winchester?
No, Hot Fuzz, whenever he does anything, they're sitting in the car.
Pub?
Yeah.
And then, let's see, number three. A lot of good ones. Yeah, gosh, I should have thought of this more. You know what? Skip that. Those are the two best. Those are my two faves. I'm going with two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Oh, what? Comedies, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Shaun of the Dead is number one.
Another good one.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old School.
All right.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
You're my boy, Blue.
Number three, Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
Great.
Oh,
great.
I like when the grandpa farts and it lights the tree on fire.
Yeah. Or when he's out there, shooter's full, dumping his fucking storm drain.
That's fried pussycat.
It's not Christmas unless I watch that. So yeah. those are my three.
Those are good. Those are real good.
All right, hit us with some cult classics. We're going on to the next section here.
Cult classic.
And this one, just heads up, is a little blurry across all the.
Oh
countries.
Yeah.
When did
yeah.
we double up?
Like what?
I did double up.
Yeah, you guys have already hit on some of my.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Put some real thought
yeah,
this.
We really haven't doubled up. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Cult classic number one, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Alright. That's fine.
I mean, it's a classic. I can watch
it. I think you took the easy way on that
one.
Okay.
Well, it's only number one. I got two others.
Okay.
Number two, maybe a little one that you didn't think about, Fight Club, is a cult classic.
Oh, yeah,
that is a cult classic.
But, I mean, at this point in the movie, it's almost like everybody's seen it. It's not that big of a deal, but
it's a cult
classic.
That's what makes it a cult classic.
Yeah, okay. Number three, Army of Darkness.
That's a good one.
Oh, with Bruce Campbell?
Bruce
yeah.
Campbell
yeah.
with one hand
oh,
is a,
yeah.
is a chainsaw.
That's
that
is a
Army of Darkness.
Yeah. That's a proper cult classic.
Very well done.
Thank
Andy
you.
Bruce
Very
Campbell's
well
a cult classic.
Oh, yeah. Minus.
Okay. Cult classics. I put Office Space. That's a dude.
Yeah, it's a cult classic.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Clerks.
Oh, my God. You stole my list.
Sorry.
Let's hear your last one.
Ferris Bueller?
Oh, man, that almost made my list.
Bueller,
that's an honorable mention.
So those were pretty good.
All right.
Were we picking bland movies for that
one? What? Oh, Vaughn.
Please, do any of your movies have a Ferrari in it?
No, they don't
like
need
it. 1960.
I just don't think it's that funny.
What?
It's
the dance?
Okay,
that's
I'll give
the
you
parade?
One.
Oh, that's
yeah.
my favorite scene.
Ditching school?
That was your life.
I mean, even The Office references it when Michael creates that his dummy and the door opens and the thing comes up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Straight out of Ferris Bueller's in,
yeah.
in the bed.
That's
yeah.
true.
You got a double on that one.
Yep. I'm liking those lists.
All right, Vaughn, let's hear it.
Cold classics.
Cold
so,
classics.
Just right off the bat, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, 1 and 2. You can't underestimate
they are cold
Edgar
classics.
They're
you already
the,
used Hot
wait,
Fuzz.
You're using Hot Fuzz in two categories?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's
is that allowed?
I just asked if we could double
oh,
up.
Yeah,
I
got fucking rules here.
Hot Fuzz is good.
You know me and my rules.
Let me check the bylaws.
I would call that a double M.
And the third one, and you guys are going to hate me for this, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That is
oh,
a great movie.
Is, yeah.
All
great
three
movie.
Edgar Wrights, and you can toss in the fourth one in there.
Never. Some of the best fight choreography I've ever seen.
That all three of those
never
movies
seen
are
it.
As good as they get.
Never seen one.
You've never seen it?
Doesn't have the guy from Superbad in it?
Michael Cera?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got him.
The guy blowing the coke from This Is the End?
Yep, exactly.
Those movies are as good as they get, and everything Edgar Wright does is pure gold.
Okay.
So. Okay, not too bad, not too bad.
Yep.
All right, my cult classic list, starting off with The Goonies.
Oh my god! Truffle Shuffle! How the fuck did I forget that?
That was a sweet shot, right?
I can watch that to this day as many times as I want.
Yes.
Sloth. Chunk.
Chunk.
This was a comedy piece, too, also. Animal House. I thought that was a cult
classic.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then I like Dazed and Confused.
Yes, fantastic. You know how many stars
that's
came out of that movie?
Right too.
And one-liners.
Party at the Moon Tower.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know what I love about the high school kids? I keep getting older and they stay the same age.
That's Vaughn's pick-up line, right? That was the night, that's Vaughn's pick-up line?
That's why he likes new things.
My bad.
Alright, Gob, let's hear
it.
Number one.
Do you know what cult classics are?
I know what a fucking cult classic is.
Office Space is number one.
Boom. All right, good job.
Number two is Fight Club.
Okay. Okay.
Number three is Clerks.
Boom.
Wow.
Nice. I have good taste, ladies.
I don't know.
We've all said ours before.
It also sounds like you're really good at copywriting.
Oh.
First of all, you want to just talk shit about? Hold on, look at Office Space.
Alright, so my cult classics. I'm gonna go in reverse order for dramatic effects.
Ooh, I like it.
So number three, Office Space.
Okay.
Classic. Nice. Number two, Clerks.
Shocking.
Good.
My goodness.
And number one, I'm worried it will be me falling down.
Never even seen it.
What?
Yeah, that's with Will Ferrell.
No.
The dude with the bat.
Yes. Yeah. And he snapped one day in traffic.
Nerd dude.
And he just loses it and kills everybody.
I swear, that one. Some little nerd fucking terrorizing LA.
Exactly. I'm worried that will be me.
That's better than Cloverfield.
We haven't got to Cloverfield yet.
Okay.
All right.
I was waiting for best overall.
Okay. Yeah. You guys want me to continue the list here?
Yeah.
Because I'm about to drop some knowledge for drama.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Drama.
Yeah.
What's a drama?
A drama is like in between action suspense, but there's dialogue. It's like a soap opera for all generations.
Okay, just go.
Okay. Number one, Forrest Gump.
Okay, good choice.
Yeah.
Number two, a little newer movie. I might get some flack. Argo.
Oh God!
Oh, horrible.
Like, oh, are you kidding me?
Horrible.
That
movie
wasn't even true.
Oh please!
It's not a great movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
You believe that propaganda?
Oh,
thank you.
I didn't say you don't have to believe it.
You
it's
know,
called a movie.
He's biased. That's why.
Yeah.
He's biased.
Oh. Makes sense.
What's that movie about?
Okay.
Thank you.
Paul, you're gonna
okay,
really,
you got
you're
me.
Really hit number three. Schindler's List.
Oh, of course.
The best scene is when he walks out and it looks like it's snowing, but it's a human ash. What kind of effect does that have on you?
You know, Bob and really Justin said that's the best scene too. I don't know why.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, if you think about that, that's really what happened. That touches your heart.
I love pretty much.
I had that movie under my comedies, but then.
To all my great great grandparents, shalom.
I like when he's sitting on his balcony just taking sniper shots at people, just dropping them.
Okay.
That's jovial.
Well, you know, so Argo and Schindler's List might be a little close to home, but.
Okay.
All right.
Who's up?
Go for
my
it.
Turn. All right. Dramas. Number one, Forrest Gump.
Nice.
Yep.
Can't go wrong. Number two, Gladiator.
Oh, yeah. It could be drama. For sure.
Yeah. And number three, The Hurt Locker.
Oh, that's a good movie.
So
what?
It's all right.
That's like a local chick came out with it.
I haven't seen it.
That's all a right. good one.
Okay.
So I'll go from in reverse order.
He's like a bomb specialist.
Number three.
Oh, okay.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Forrest number two, The Green Mile.
Because you didn't wet the sponge?
That's some sad shit. John Cochran did not deserve to die.
Why isn't it under superheroes? He can touch people and bring it back to life.
Oh, yeah. And number one, The Godfather Saga.
How could you forget that?
I knew Don Barzini was suspense. Don Barzini's just a pimp. All along, it was Don Tattaglia. Come on.
What is that? Are you having a stroke?
That was during the meetings. I've already lost the son. I don't want any more bloodshed.
Do you have dentures?
Not everyone can be Marlon Brando.
No, definitely not you.
Yeah. You can't wear a leather jacket.
Thank you. Going on.
You should.
All right.
be cool.
Just like everybody else, Forrest Gump.
Thank you.
Can't go wrong.
I also, too, have The Gladiator.
All right.
And you guys might have forgotten about this one, but Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, no. It's not that I didn't forget it. It just I didn't make much of John.
That was better than Green Mile.
Not at all.
Yeah,
Shawshank is better than Green Mile. Oh, by far better.
He gets raped.
I think it is, too.
I'm just saying.
Don't go to prison.
Well, yeah, but he goes, you know, the sisters have their way with him. He goes, I like when you fight. I like it. I don't like that part.
It's a great movie. It's all the time.
It's a little close to home for you.
Yeah. No, I like when they beat his. I like when they kick that guy's ass with the baton and he's waiting for him in the cell. And he just goes boom right with the PR-24 right to his face. Oh, sweet. That's the baton.
All right.
He knows 24 inches when he sees one. <Yeah.
laughs> Moving on.
Have you been hit with something big and black across your face?
Man.
Wow.
Stick time.
I'm not going to go there.
All right.
So I was just wondering, for drama movies, do we have to pick just garbage from the 90s? Or
oh, wow. Argo.
What? Did you drink your Haterade today? Yeah, is
I
that
did.
What's going on?
Jeez. All right.
Well, let's see what garbage Ken's got on deck.
Oh, no, Ken won.
It was forgettable.
It was that bad. You just forgot.
Continue with your rubbish.
Drama. Let's see. Number one. Let's start with number three. Cool Runnings.
Is that a drama?
Yeah.
It's got dialogue. It's borderline.
He's got an egg that he can't break.
You don't know whether or not they're going to get the bronze.
It's got John Candy in it. So
yeah.
Okay. I'll pay you $5 to stop talking.
He's like, I'll just watch the Warriors.
Cool Runnings reference. Cool Runnings reference.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vaughn. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I want to hear the next one.
I'm okay with that.
No, I want to hear the next one.
If Cool Runnings is on your list, I want to know what the other two
keep
are.
Keep going.
Yeah,
Vaughn.
I'm interested.
I'm going to say Tombstone.
Oh, that's a classic.
Okay. I don't quite know what a drama is, but I'm going by just. Straight up. How much it keeps you.
Weird.
The last one, 3:10 to Yuma. That's it. Next.
Okay. Oh, next. Oh, we need to clarify because we talked about this.
They got some hot neighbors.
Hold on. We talked about this off air. Old or new? 3:10 to Yuma. Because they did try to remake it.
Christian Bale version.
Okay. Yeah. Because earlier you did say the old one.
I did.
Okay.
I'm going to go new one.
I'll give it to you.
You don't like anything old.
I like the new one.
You like Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he's good in that.
Yeah.
He's good in that.
It was good.
That's a good movie. I feel like drama has to bring you tears.
And Schindler's List doesn't?
No. They never. Not me.
All right.
So
my dramas are borderline probably here. Number one is Apocalypse Now.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That one will be one of my other categories.
Number two, Forrest Gump.
How can you not? Yeah.
And number three is A River Runs Through It.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
It's a fantastic movie.
No, you're on your own.
It's very personal.
Actually, I'm not, because Justin's the one that had it in his list.
No, that's what I'm saying. Justin's on his own. You obviously didn't put it on your list, so it doesn't count.
Not top three, but I'm giving it props. It's a fantastic movie. Wow.
Next up.
Have you seen it? Anybody?
I have not seen it.
Well, for those who don't know, who raised their hands? Hi.
The Golden Bond.
Hi. All
right. You go.
Like the list.
What are we on?
Romantic comedies?
Oh, these are Shook's favorite.
Yeah. This one's probably the toughest because no one wants to talk about this as we're all men.
I'm 100% comfortable with this.
Okay,
one of my all-time favorite movies is in here.
Okay, I'm going, number one's Knocked Up.
Alright, yeah, that's not bad.
Pretty easy. Number
I think
two,
you're taking the safe route.
Wedding Crashers.
Again, just get out of your comfort zone.
Okay, wait till you hear number three here. Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, Hated that movie.
That movie's really good.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Really
Silver Lining Playbook.
Is that a romantic comedy, though? Was there any laugh?
That's all it about is Jennifer Lawrence's character and what's his face getting together? Bradley Cooper.
But where's the comedy? Isn't it like a sad? They're both really
No, there's some witty dialogue.
Yeah, it's a big time comedy. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank
I watched it once in one of my 2 hours.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
All right, well, get ready for these 2 hours. You're going to want these back, too. All right, number one. I'm going reverse order this time.
Okay. I like the reverse order. That seems better.
Groundhog's Day?
Oh, that's a good one.
The whole time, he's trying to fall in love.
Yeah. I know, and I just, you know.
It's hard to think about like that.
Yep.
Number two is On the Fence, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah,
I love the fact where they're like, I gotta run through some hood rats. That's an awesome part of the movie. And number three, all time, Princess Bride.
Oh, God.
It had to make somebody's list.
Yeah.
No.
It is a great movie.
No. Maybe for cult classics.
No. Mel Brooks is in it.
Okay, I give you props. It's
okay.
All right, Vaughn, let's hear it.
I tried.
What are we doing, romantic comedies?
Yeah.
Shit, I just had a couple. Gosh, I forgot them. Number one, I'm going to go with number one. This guy probably haven't seen it. It's called Comet. It's really good.
Never even heard of it.
Justin Long's in it. It's really good.
Justin Long, the guy from...
the Apple commercials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, like him.
Really good.
I'll take your word for it.
Watch it if you haven't seen it.
I'll get right on that.
You don't do anything.
I can't wait to hear yours too.
Gosh,
it's gonna be just like it's animated.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I just forgot. I'm sorry, guys. Skip me. Come back.
All right.
Yeah.
For my romantic comedies, I also went with Wedding Crashers.
Good.
Knocked Up.
Yep.
But the third one here, shake it up a little bit. Coming to America.
Yes.
That's a great love story. That is a good one. I didn't even think about that one, but yes, that is. They got the big match.
That was in negotiations in my head for that one.
I got one.
All right, Gob, let's hear your romantic comedies. What movies have you watched?
I'm going to go low to high.
Have you watched this with your wife?
I have watched them.
With another woman.
Don't worry about that. I've seen them with a female.
All right.
Number three, Saving Silverman.
Okay.
Neil Diamond's in it. Are you kidding?
That's why it sucks.
Yes. I don't care if he's Jewish. He sucks.
Thank you.
Man, fuck you. Oh, you're good. Number two.
Y'all.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
No.
It's horrible. The same people in
it. Yeah.
Thank you. It's the same movie.
It's got a completely different cast. What are you talking about?
Same movie.
Oh, and number one.
I think it has the same exact cast.
I think it does.
Yeah, it does. It has the same exact people in it.
How do you not know Sarah Silverman?
It does.
No.
Yes,
I think Sarah Silverman's in neither of them.
Really?
Yes, she is.
I'm not lunch betting you.
Isn't she the one that they go to save?
No.
That's Amanda Peet.
Yeah.
Oh, they look the same.
Yeah, a lot. The same, I guess.
I don't know.
Number one, Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Oh, God, you would go
That's
there.
A good movie.
No.
I'm Richard Gere.
No, you're not.
What's his name?
Costanza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Costanza. Yeah.
I'm Jason Alexander.
Who next?
That's
well, I will be after we shave my head.
Ooh, that's a hint.
That's coming up.
All right, romantic comedies. I love The Girl Next Door. Who wouldn't want to live next to a porn star?
That's a great movie.
And
sounds romantic.
Yeah.
Number two.
Wives love that.
Number two, Hitch. I love Hitch. Okay. Can't go wrong with Will Smith. Yeah. And number three, going back.
Yeah, I could say a lot about Will Smith.
Do you like playing everything safe?
Something about Mary. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Something About Mary.
Breaking Dreams.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We gotta come back to Vaughn.
I didn't even think about it.
All right.
So, okay. Excuse me. I'll yell them out later.
Okay.
Stevie.
Stevie. Stevie movies.
Sci-fi movies.
Stevie.
And I'm gonna probably get some flack for going safe again, because that's what Vaughn likes to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars.
Oh. Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Yeah, you gotta specify.
I didn't specify on my list, but 6 is my favorite because he becomes a Jedi Master. Luke does, that is. And when you become a badass, says it for itself.
It's a good movie.
That's true.
Alright.
The next one you're gonna tell me that I need to pick, and so I'm gonna do Matrix 1.
Yeah.
Matrix.
Yep.
Don't want to do the other ones.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Number 3, 2001 Space Odyssey.
That's a good
the
one.
The new one or the old one?
Old one.
Okay.
By far. It's a think piece forever.
It's good.
Alright, so sci-fi for me. I'm going with the Matrix.
Nice.
Even though I hate Keanu Reeves, the movie itself was amazing.
Earlier, when we started John Wick,
Keanu Reeves is the number one.
I said this century. The Matrix came out last century. It counts.
Oh,
God.
Number two,
Inception. Obviously, I haven't seen Point Break.
Inception's fantastic. One of the best movies.
No, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, and I almost walked out.
Oh. What? Inception?
Why?
What did you just like about Inception?
Yeah, we need to stop. Why?
This is a serious question.
So, the issue I have with Inception is I'm not a big fan of the lead actor guy.
Leonardo.
Yeah, not a big fan of his. But for me, it was like one of the most boring movies, and the only action scene in the movie felt like a low budget James Bond ripoff.
Hold on. What's the only action scene? There's about the snow one.
The skiing one.
Did you watch the rest of the movie?
That's probably one of the best ones.
Yeah.
But
it felt like a low budget James Bond ripoff.
No, about the train. Did you see the fight in the hallway, the van chase, the chase through Africa or wherever Tom Hardy's from?
I don't remember any of that because it was so bad.
Oh. You know what it was? I think it was a sound system.
No, especially in the theater.
All right. And number three, you guys might not have seen this, especially the younger guys, Gattaca.
That was a good movie.
I love Gattaca.
That's that DNA shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I have not seen that.
Wow, so made the
list. You might have to add that to the list.
I like the deep tracks. When you pull a deep track out, that's what...
Yep. Yeah. All right, Gom, let's hear your sci-fi.
Do you even watch sci-fi?
I'm just curious. There's no... All right,
I watched Carnosaur 3 Primal Species, motherfucker.
All right. All right.
You watched the Human Centipede many times.
I did, actually. I couldn't watch that.
No, me
that
either.
Shit doesn't bother me.
Literally.
All right. I'm going to go bottom to top again, as always.
No pun intended.
You know what I'm saying?
That. Yeah.
Okay, number three, RoboCop, the new one.
Oh, God.
I like that movie.
It's so boring.
Dead or Alive, you're coming with me.
Okay.
Number two, you guys might not know about this one, The Thing.
The Thing's a good one.
It's the original.
Yeah.
The original.
Swamp Thing one?
No. The Thing is with Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
They're up in Antarctica or Alaska.
Nope, missed that one.
Yeah, I lost
number
it.
One, Aliens.
Aliens.
Okay. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's good. That's a good one. All right, I'm bringing... Fifth Element to the table.
Oh, yes.
I knew that was going to be on there, so I didn't put it.
Yeah, that's a fantastic. Okay, Killer Rage is okay, but good. Bruce Willis?
Yeah. Bruce Willis can definitely be in top movies.
Okay.
Die Hard.
Okay.
True.
I love Fifth Element.
I put also Star Wars Return of the Jedi on there.
Okay. Yep.
And then I put Blade Runner.
Motherfucker, I took Blade Runner.
I'm sorry, but Blade Runner's...
It's all-time classic. Everyone
got to
see it.
I didn't put Blade Runner on this because I knew someone else would check it out there.
Yep.
Nope.
So I let you guys have that one. Inception's on there, though. There's no way it can't be.
Good call.
That movie's a heart attack.
It's
a straight heart attack.
Okay, end of the movie. No spoilers here. But does
this no spoilers on 15-year-old movie.
This is the only thing you can spoil.
Does the thimble fall over?
Or yeah, the whole spoiler.
Okay. You guys are going to spoil it for me. I've only watched like 15 minutes and I turned it off. I swear, I never finished all the way through.
That's your fault. The movie's older than you are.
True.
That's not all true. Right.
Close.
I just want to know.
I think the first Hobbit movie is amazing.
Are you kidding me?
The first Hobbit movie.
Is that sci-fi or superheroes?
Those little freaks are not superheroes. Does that not count?
So you like the Hobbit over Lord of the Rings?
I think the Hobbit movies are better than the Rings.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I like all of the Lord of the Rings more than the Hobbit.
No, I think
you like them so much they didn't make the list.
I like the Hobbit better than Lord of the Rings.
I think the Hobbit's
it took me 3 days to watch Lord of the Rings, the first one, because it was like playing grinding in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
You're just running through a forest, running through a forest, running through a forest, and I was like, I can't take it.
Okay. The Hobbit's really good.
The problem I have with the first Hobbit...
I take it back. The second Hobbit is the best one.
The first Hobbit and the whole singing scene...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Ruined the entire movie for me.
Okay, I take it back. The second Hobbit.
I thought you didn't like Lord of the Rings because you got lost in Elijah Wood's blue eyes.
True.
It's hard not to.
Radio Flyer.
Oh, Christ.
Jeez.
Okay.
All right.
That was a good movie. That should have made somewhere on my list. It didn't.
And then I know this is going to double up, but Guardians of the Galaxy is...
Yes.
Okay.
That's a great movie.
They didn't even use the David Hasselhoff version of the song. Hooked on a feeling.
That's because they used the original.
Yeah, it's a good version.
You can't deny the Hawk. Ooh, what the...
Oh.
But
listeners, if you can, watch the David Hasselhoff version of that song. He jumps in a stupid fucking outfit with like a spear... And there's like a little, his kids are riding on dachshunds and shit. It's some trippy shit.
Dachshunds?
Yeah, there's little dachshunds on the green screen. It's fucked up.
I think you were in the hippie left when you saw that.
That's shitty.
No, you guys have to see it. David knows. He knows. Because
he showed the hippie lettuce.
Well, that could be true, but I showed him.
Well, that's not true, and I don't remember the dogs, but the music video is fantastically funny.
It's fantastically horrible, and I love
it. If you like seeing champagne pouring over like a 20 glasses and him floating down from the sky.
Yeah. Well, he's wearing like this pleather suit jacket. It's
horrible. Hold on. You've seen the video and you don't remember little children riding on dachshunds?
Am I wrong?
That's the only thing I would remember if I ever saw a video where little children were riding
on
dachshunds.
This was in a past life when I sat somewhere else in my life, and so I don't really remember. There's a lot of videos.
Oh, you're blocking that part out.
Get a glimpse of this warlock.
No, it was more like I watched so many videos
that they all blur together.
Okay, next. Who's next?
All right. Did you get them all on?
Yeah, I'm done. Right. Yeah. Hobbit, though. Hobbit number two. Watch it.
Hobbit. I watch all three.
It's just watch all
the
three.
Singing part.
Yes, it's amazing. It's way better.
All right. Sci-fi. Empire Strikes Back number one. I like it.
Nice.
The only good Star Wars.
Blade Runner number two.
Yep.
And this one I might get flack for, but Star Trek, the reboot.
Not bad.
Fantastic.
The reason why.
Wait, which one?
He just said
the reboot.
It doesn't
well,
matter.
Are there two of them?
The first one.
But the first one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One of the best intros to any movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really a Star Trek fan before I watched it, but they did the casting so good in the movie. I went back and watched every episode of every Star Trek and every old Star Trek movie.
Really?
It took me like 4 years.
Chris Pine, but it was worth it. Was Chris Pine not the best Captain Kirk they could have picked?
Yeah. And Spock, dude.
Oh,
they got Siler to play Spock.
Sulu's in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the Harold Bones. Bones.
They
Everyone's perfect.
Carl Urban.
Chekhov.
The best casting. And just hands down best.
I can't wait for the next one. It comes out this summer.
But there's a fucking motorcycle in it, okay? Where on a different alien planet are they going to build a dirt bike? That's my problem with
the
trailer.
Dude, it's the Enterprise. They can fucking bring it
over. No. I think this is a dirt bike that was there before.
Maybe it was an old Earth.
They're smart aliens,
that's
right?
That's true. Maybe it could be an old Earth.
Or they're smart aliens.
Or like a parallel Earth,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's the time trade Star Trek episode.
We just don't know.
That's all the hardcore Star Trek fans I have, friends that I have that saw the movie and hated it. Is they hated it because as soon as they shifted the paradox, the time frame, it made all the other Star Trek Enterprise shows invalid. Mm. It wiped it, erased them.
That's kind of a trend, though, in movies lately.
Hmm.
All the superhero movies have all done that. So, I mean,
we'll
it's
save that
a trend.
For the superhero.
Yeah, I just mean it's a trend.
All right, so that's it.
Okay, good choices. Good choices.
Wow,
very solid. All
right, Dave, let's hear your sports.
Sports.
Weakness category.
Yeah, that's okay. I might be a little biased for the first film, kind of my generation. Remember the Titans.
That's a good film. I had
a cracker style.
It's got the highs of highs and the lows of lows in that movie, and my heart just, it's fantastic.
Based on a true story, can't go wrong.
True. And it's all about integration, and I'm about that.
No, you're not.
Okay. Number two.
He just gives up.
You won that battle.
He's like, oh, you got me.
Number
two. I just hit the back of the car on the way here, folks.
Oh, no, I even opened up the door for you. I don't even do that for my own wife.
What an asshole.
Number two, by far the best movie by Christian Bale, The Fighter.
That was a good one.
One of the best transformations of the human body to pull off an addict.
I agree.
The Fighter.
You haven't seen The Pianist.
The Pianist?
Oh, The Pianist.
Is that a porno? I didn't see that category on ours.
How big or small is this penis?
It's not big, but then it gets addicted to drugs and this is small.
He does get really small.
Yeah, well, I thought The Fighter was fantastic. And number three, super classic, Bull Durham.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I want to put Natural in that position. I was going to put a baseball movie for sure. But I had to go Bull Durham.
All right. I'm going to run through mine real quick because I'm not a sports fan. Waterboy. Yep. One of the best sports movies I've ever seen.
Water sucks.
It really
is
sucks.
Is that okay? New Colonel Sanders?
Caddyshack.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A good.
And number three, one of my favorite sports, dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the three sports movies.
You're about as useful as a cock-flavored lollipop.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Another Justin Long film. I like when he's washing the car and they got that Hank with the big pot belly. He's like, hey, listen there, there, boy. Get there nice and deep. The dog's barking at him.
That's good.
Dodgeball is on mine, too. You got me there. You got me there. Dodgeball's good.
The American Dodgeball Association of America.
Dodgeball's one. Caddyshack's two. And let's kick it with Cool Runnings.
Going back to Cool Runnings.
I don't like it. Sports movies are just meh.
Fill the rhythm.
They're not great, though.
What? Sports movies are not great?
They're not great.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Field of
they're
Dreams.
Not great.
The Natural.
They're just not great movies.
How about Tim Cup?
Nothing.
Yes.
Tin Cup's okay, but compared...
Don Johnson's in it. It's a great movie.
Okay, so you say Tin Cup's one of the best sports movies?
No, it's a classic.
So, what was one of the best ones then?
Bull Durham's the best.
Compare Bull Durham to Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Two different movies.
Two different
categories. Yeah, but they're not even close.
That's true.
And that's two of the best in the category.
Compare Empire Strikes Back to Hitch. No comparison.
Yeah, that's a shitty choice by you.
Okay, Pulp Fiction, Empire Strikes Back.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
I'm just saying, they're two different categories.
Bull Durham and Empire Strikes Back, not even close.
But Bull Durham is a great sports movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Sports category.
Yeah.
So sports movies can kick ass.
Kind
of. But you'll hear my picks. When I think of a sports movie, this is what I think of. The whole come from behind, you know, like the classic sport movies, the Rudys, those type Hoosiers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's always the come from behind, try to win, and they always win. The
because
Broncos.
We want the little man to win.
Cool Runnings, Jamaica.
Winner!
The best sports movie was Drive. Drive was the best sports movie. But
was
Selena
Gomez?
No,
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
That's not even a sport.
That's
car
a
racing
sweet
is
movie.
Not a sport.
Yeah.
Another topic.
Yeah, but I couldn't include it because Brandon doesn't agree with athletic
achievement. Yeah, we're not talking about that.
All right, Ken, bring it.
All right, let's move on with this list. I got Hoosiers on there.
Fantastic.
I, too, have Caddyshack.
Yes.
And I went with The Natural. I love The Natural.
Love
greatest it. Baseball movie out there.
And is not Robert Redford one of the best actors?
Greatest baseball movie out there?
I think so.
I think you're missing a lot of movies.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
okay.
I haven't seen Sandlot.
Oh, please.
High five, Bob.
Sandlot's good.
Don't
what kind of
wrong.
High five was that? It was
that
as
was,
weak as Sandlot
that
was.
Bad.
Was.
Oh, look at your elbows.
Was that Sandlot 2?
Good list.
Let's hear it, God.
All right. Number 3, Major League.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Number
very
2,
nice, very nice.
Any Given Sunday.
No.
No, weak.
What? Is LL Cool J in that one? Yeah, he's in that one.
It's horrible.
Dom, hit him with a speech. Tell him why they're sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh,
please don't do this.
Sorry. Any Given Sunday.
Copyright.
My name is Willie. Willie Beam, man.
That's
I keep the ladies.
I thought you were
that's fucking
go
badass.
With.
He's doing Metrics commercials. And it's fucking. And you got Dennis Quaid, who plays the old, tired quarterback that gives it his last, but his wife makes him continue playing because he's a winner. And that's what he does. And you think about retirement, his hands are getting shaky. That's some drama, too.
That's a gold digging bitch. And you just cited it was badass to hear Jamie Foxx sing a song, who was also a singer.
It was
that's
badass.
It doesn't take any talent.
Dude,
he's
the guy's eye
gets
like
pops
out.
15 albums.
No.
That's so fake.
Who cares?
If you want to see a good movie with Dennis Quaid, at least could have said The Rookie.
Right. Lightsabers are real too, right, David?
That's how it's in sci-fi.
Fine. I'm just saying, Any Given Sunday, great movie.
Okay.
All right.
Number 1, Field of Dreams.
Oh, can't argue.
Field of Dreams, gentlemen. Hey, Pop, you want to have a catch? Come on.
Not only that, but when Moonlight Beam or whatever.
Moonlight Graham.
And he has to give up his whole life to cross the picket line.
That's deep. That's
wait,
deep.
How come nobody mentioned Six Pack with Kenny Rogers?
Do you guys remember when Kenny Rogers was in Seinfeld? And he's the Mr. Kenny Rogers chicken. It's not fast food, it's good food fast.
Sweet slogan.
Wait.
Isn't Kenny Rogers on the Top Gun soundtrack?
No, it's Kenny Loggins. They're very similar. The Gambler and Danger Zone, they're the same thing.
All right, sports movies. I'll go reverse order. Number 3, Remember the Titans.
Classic.
Can't go wrong. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to change it up. Number 1, The Sandlot.
Oh,
please.
Oh,
God.
Love that movie.
It's a good movie.
And my number 2, White Man Can't Jump.
Shocking.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
So can you jump or not?
A real bad.
Halfway.
Okay.
Is that where he's a hustler? He hustles Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a good one.
He kind of doesn't. He doesn't like to pay taxes like in real life.
Huh? That's a good one.
Cash only.
One last one. Toss out Bad News Bears. Really good.
Okay. Oh, yes. I love Bad News Bears this season.
The
I
old
know
one.
All
the old one. Yeah. Walter Matthau.
Of course. You gotta have the pop tops.
All right, Bears. Superhero. This is gonna be a controversial.
I don't think so. I think my list is gonna be pretty universal.
Okay.
Dark Knight.
All right,
I love Batman Begins, and honestly, I could put it above Dark Knight, but I got to give it out to Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I guess that sounds pretty good.
Christian Bale?
Wrong person. Maybe this might be... this
no,
might
the right person, but... Right.
No, I said Heath Ledger.
And you said...
Oh, he did Batman.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Doesn't matter.
You ever tired of being wrong?
It happens.
Number, I'm tired of being right.
Number two could be controversial because there's so many of them. X-Men, Days of Future Past. I loved it because I live in the 70s, as some people might say, and the music, just the whole vibe of that X-Men movie is the best.
Out.
Number three, little new one, Deadpool.
I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's great.
Yeah. Gotta put Deadpool. Thank
sure,
you.
For sure.
All right, so my superhero, I played it kind of safe except for my last one. Number one, The Avengers, the first one. I thought it was great, bringing all the superheroes together. Awesome. Number two, again, The Dark Knight. That was just a great movie. And then number three, something I bet none of you guys thought of, Kick-Ass.
Oh,
Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, high five.
That was on my
Kick-Ass.
Oh, Kick-Ass rocks.
Kick-Ass
all right,
is a great
good,
movie.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Number one. You know, I'm gonna go from the beginning, from number three.
Alright.
Number three,
bottom of this bitch.
Batman Forever.
Is that the Tim Burton one?
No,
that's the
it's Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah,
oh,
Tommy
okay.
Lee Jones and Jim Carrey.
Yep,
that's a great one.
Is Burton
two.
In that one?
Huh?
He's Mr.
And
that
was
no, that's
DeVito
the
was Penguin, right?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That's the second one. Batman Forever was the third one.
Okay.
Number two.
Cool, Brandon.
The Dark Knight.
Oh, so you went two Batman movies.
Oh,
gentlemen. All three, maybe.
I'm
Batman.
Going for the hat trick.
Oh, shit.
Batman with Michael Keaton is
oh,
the number
Jesus
one.
Christ. Oh,
it's
oh,
got
oh,
Jack
oh,
Nicholson
oh.
as the Joker.
Yeah.
Hello?
Heath Ledger destroyed him as a Joker.
Is it Leather or Ledger?
I'm two whiskeys deep, okay?
Okay.
Leave me alone. Either way, Heath is a better
First
Joker.
First of all, you need to learn how to drink like a man. Number two.
Coming from the guy drinking Pabst, by the way.
That's
what
true.
No.
Oh, I have made that clear on my Twitter profile.
Shout out to Pabst.
Shout out to Pabst. Shout out to Snooze. Shout out to Grizzly Longcut.
And where'd you bag liquid gold?
That's damn straight. Put hair on your nuts.
We're getting shout-out. Shout-out to Basil Hayden. Great bourbon this week.
There we go.
All right, so is that are you done? Just crappy movie,
First
right?
First of all, Michael Keaton was a great Batman.
He was good at Mr. Mom, too.
And he was good at the other guys.
He was good at
Here's
the other
right
guys.
Here's the right whistle. Go on. It's you.
This is where I have to disagree with the gong.
Uh-oh.
In Batman Returns, Michael Keaton, but with Penguin. That was Tim Burton's movie. That was my favorite Batman of all time.
Dan DeVito was a good
And
movie.
What was his
Thank
name?
You.
Googly Eyes, guy from Saturday Night Live.
We don't need to hear.
No, the Deer Hunter. He was the other bad guy that was, he was recruiting the Penguin.
He threw
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Googly
yeah, he was
eyes.
He was the mayor.
He was the mayor. Yeah, remember he did the Googly Eyes?
Yeah,
he was. He did
a guest appearance.
He was like the host.
He
wasn't a Saturday Night Live man.
You know how many hosts there are?
Yeah,
everybody.
Peyton Manning was technically
I think I saw
Saturday
Justin
Night
on Saturday
yeah.
Night Live once.
Moving on.
First superhero. I put Guardians of the Galaxy on.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Good soundtrack.
Top notch one. Yes.
Oh.
I don't think Justin approved.
No, I mean, yeah, it's just predictable.
Okay.
And then number three, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1990s version.
The one, two, or three?
The one where they go back
one.
In time.
One? Oh,
one
yeah. Last. That was three, right? Where they go back in time?
That's
I like two.
That's the shitty one.
I like two myself.
Yeah.
Where they went to the mall, right? They were doing a fight scene in the mall.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
good.
All right, well.
Guardians of the Galaxy, it might be the best movie ever. Just hate all you want. That might be the best movie. That's number one. I'm not even going to go reverse order. Number two is Dark Knight. It's up there.
For sure.
that's just as good. It's the same thing. It's you get to about the half hour mark, and then by the time the 2 hour mark comes, you might not have taken a breath.
And you're like, where'd the time go?
It's that good. Yep. You don't move.
Nope, I agree.
And then third one, I had Kick-Ass, but I'm gonna throw a little curveball in there. I think Birdman's really good.
Oh, the new
Michael
one?
Keaton. Birdman might be considered a superhero movie.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me that one.
All right, Justin, let's hear it.
All right. Number one, Blade.
Blade?
Oh, what's that?
Wow.
Great movie.
Yeah. Good series in general.
Good techno song.
Swordsman.
Good techno song.
Yes, the blood scene, the rave. The blood rave was sick.
Yeah, I love it.
Is that every techno song?
Yeah. And Abercrombie and Fitch, too.
Hellboy.
Hellboy's
a good one.
And I had Kick-Ass number three.
Good call. So what do we got left? Suspense?
Oh, I'm so suspense. Oh.
Man, this is all going to be the... Go ahead.
You go in reverse now.
No, I don't want to go in reverse because my number three is going to be a shocker.
No. Just go.
Okay, sorry. Number one, Sicario. By far probably one of the best movies in the last 10 years.
I concur.
One of the best movies I've ever seen.
You haven't seen Sicario yet?
It's like John Wick Sicario.
I'm putting it on a thumb drive.
Dude, I just got
crocked. No, I'm not doing that.
Rent it and then send it to my house.
Yes, I'm going to the red box and get it for you and drop it off at your house.
You have to move to be crocked.
I just got insulted by your dog's fart.
Sicario isn't moving, so...
Yeah, I didn't give a shit. You should try taking one.
Hashtag race dogs.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Sicario. Number two, The Prestige.
Horse?
No, The Prestige is with Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman, and they're both magicians.
Oh, okay.
And they can't figure out, and Hugh Jackman goes to the lengths of actually having Nikola Tesla invent a machine that makes a clone of him. When Christian Bale's character...
Don't ruin the movie for us.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Number three is Precious, based on the book Sapphire.
Oh, God. Yeah, because I like cutting myself. That's kind of what's up. And number three, Shutter Island.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shutter Island. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Great movie. I did not see that twist coming.
A lot of DiCaprio movies in this, just saying.
Makes the money.
Is that good?
All right, I'm going to go from the bottom to the top. Number three, The Professional. We've already brought it up.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Number two, No Country for Old Men.
Great movie.
And number one, Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yes.
That's a solid list right there. Yeah.
You know, Tarantino makes a lot of this list.
He does.
Great movie. Mr. Pink.
Who's trying to...
I think that's me. Inception's on there. I think Inception's very suspenseful.
Yep.
I'm still doubling up. God, you threw me there. The Tarantino, I didn't even think about that. The new one.
Crazy Eight.
That is a Don't Breathe through that movie. And then another suspenseful one, huh? Let's go something with a murderer in it, maybe. Oh boy, I'm having a tough time right now. I'm thinking drama right now. I'm thinking suspense. I'm blurring the lines.
Just like
Robin
Thicke. My boy Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke, I respect you.
Hashtag Robin Thicke has a big D.
How would you know?
Sidebar, that dude's got to have a huge slump.
Oh, please.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I'm just saying.
That dude's wearing some pretty tight pants.
Yeah, he's... What's your point?
Are you seeing
me? I wear some tight pants, too. What's the big deal?
We see Moose Knuckle every day.
Third suspense. Just skip me. I don't care.
You should have helped.
Yeah,
I
should have wrote it down.
You should have wrote it down.
Master Debater.
Yeah,
it's all right. Mine are a little blurry too.
I didn't go great.
Number one, The Shining.
Oh, that's a great one.
Go back in time.
Number two, Jaws.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
excellent.
And I think this one's going to probably be on almost everybody's list. It's going to be Sixth Sense for three.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense.
That's
fantastic. That movie sucked.
What?
Definitely didn't suck. Didn't make my list, but definitely didn't suck.
It's one of the greatest.
Signs was better.
No, you bumped your head.
Signs was horrible.
Dude, that was horrible. A great movie.
Sixth Sense is I see dead people. Right?
Yes.
Little boy.
Signs is really good, though. I like Signs.
Another one of the
terrified me.
Seven was a good one, too, though.
Seven was good. All right.
Silence.
All right, they're gone. Let's hear it.
All right. Number three, Seven.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What's in the box?
Yeah, that was great.
Sorry, man.
Number two, The Exorcist. Okay. That was suspense.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Number one, Silence of the Lambs.
Good. Yeah. Classic.
Good. That's a solid list.
Yeah, I like it.
Classic.
Yeah.
No big deal.
All right, so suspense for me. Number one, Sicario.
Yes.
That was a great movie. Dave turned me on to it, and I will admit, yep, hands down, probably one of the best movies I've seen. Number two, Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
I will agree. That was a good one. And my last one, Man on Fire.
Oh, that was a great scene where he cuts the fingers off and burns them.
Yep.
Oh, that was badass.
Underrated.
Yep. Denzel's badass.
Alright, so
I think this list was more dynamic than I thought.
I got some movies to watch.
You know what we should do is we'll get all of our lists together and we'll just make a master list, get rid of the duplicates, and we can kind of go through and we'll post it up on our Twitter or on the website so we can kind of have
that.
One place
that.
Of where
and,
we had everything.
And followers, if you do think of any that, you know, that we missed, make sure to let us know. And you'll definitely get my opinion on them. I'm a very opinionated person. If you haven't figured that out yet, no big deal.
I think a great thing that the fans could interact with, too, is to tell us who they think they agree with most.
So we'll get, like, we have, like, two fans, so we'll get, like, two movies. So
yeah.
That'll be real quick, but it'll build. It'll build.
All right. So do we want to hold on for a while, pause it, watch the game? Shave some.
We
coat.
Might have to get some haircuts out.
I think Ken needs to describe why our podcast tonight has a unique name.
Oh, yeah.
The Baldcast, ladies and gentlemen. The Gom has requested a haircut.
He has. Not much hair.
Not much hair, he has. It's probably one time around.
Let me preface this.
Not much hair.
This is a big step for me because I've been Rogaining for about a year and a half now.
All that work done.
And, that's really helped me out.
Where's my sad music? I need my sad music.
I grew about two. Well, to be fair, I grew about two hairs. So.
In the wrong place.
Yeah, I scratched my head, then I scratched my balls. Unfortunately, it only grew there. But I'm requesting a haircut. And please let us know what you think about it. We're doing a before picture from the back of my head. To a after picture and let us know.
I wish we had. We should have got the mask, cut it out for them.
Yeah.
And just went to town on it. But,
well, so what we might be able to do is put the mask that was created over the face.
No, we'll just do it from the back.
Okay,
back.
The back's cool.
Because that's going to be, you're going to want to see the back of the head.
Can we get the top too?
Everyone's seen the back of his head. We're good.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yep.
All right. So we will conclude this portion of the podcast, and we will be back with reactions. So how this is going to work is Ken is going to cut my hair. All of you will stay in here.
What? And no, we're watching.
You guys want to see the haircut?
I want you guys.
If I ever want a free haircut, I want to know if I can.
Hold on.
Ken.
Now here's my thought, gentlemen. Would you rather watch it happen
That's
or be
true.
Surprised
That's
that we
true.
Get the live reaction
watch it
on?
Live reaction.
I'll go with live reaction. I will gladly sit in here. You guys can watch it happen, and then I'll take the initial surprise.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Done deal.
Thanks, everyone.
The dude from The Office.
Let me see it a fish in the mirror.
Kevin Malone.
I look like a fucking asshole. Once I shave it, I look like that guy.
Dude, you want to text a picture right now and send it to your lady?
No,
I'm kidding. Don't get divorced.
I do have some pictures, though, that will be tweeted out on Twitter. NBD show.
You gotta take your glasses off. Like, it makes it look better.
Don't do it. She's already had a concussion today.
She's gonna think she's really hurt. Oh, give her another.
Damn.
Maybe it'll shake it out of her.
Oh, boy.
All right, time to go full American History X.
All right.
Minus the swastika.
Damn.
That's a good
that's
job.
That's dedication, though. MBD tattoo.
I like it.
You got photos of all this?
Yeah, we got it. All right.
I
take one for the team, Joe.
Nice.
Dude, we missed that.